Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I asked this question, and I know later this hour we will get to some Oregon State stuff, but I asked this question to Andrew Dirt Johnson, not programs, like I know where they sit program-wise, but who is having a worse season this year, the Oregon State Beavers or the Penn State Nittany Lions, and without a drop, he said Penn State by far. James Franklin and Penn State lose to UCLA 42-37 in L.A., in a game that honestly wasn't that close. Penn State made a second half surge, but they were down 27-7 at halftime.
Yeah, I was at Fan Fest and I went, you know, I'm doing, you know, pregame stuff and get set up in media and I go, what?
Yeah, I was watching Texas, Florida at that time. And I looked over at it was because I was like, I'm not going to watch Penn State, UCLA. I don't have the bandwidth for this. I'll check the box score later and see what the hell's going on. And I'm with you. I saw that. And the best part is Danny texts me. What did you text me? What did you say about James Franklin after they lose an insanely embarrassing, the worst loss in the history of Penn State?
I take back all the nice things I said about Franklin.
And my answer was, bye. To borrow a phrase from you. This is a bad, bad situation here in Penn State. We're going to get into Texas as well later on, but I did not have on my bingo sheet, you know, every year a top 10 team finishes the year unranked.
Mm-hmm.
I did not have Penn State as that team.
I mean,
I want to live in a world where nothing surprises me.
Yeah,
but I did not have Penn State on that list.
They could run the rest of the table
and get ranked again. Yeah, but I mean, you think they're going to beat Ohio State?
That's true. I forgot about the Ohio State.
You think they're going to beat Indiana?
God.
At this point, I mean, it's at home. Yeah. But at this point, do you really look? I think the spread for this Oregon Indiana game, which we'll spend a lot of this week talking about, is that's the big game coming up. Is egregious. I think it's a little high and maybe not giving Indiana the right respect.
Yeah.
I think Russ said it best when we were doing show prep. He was like, I think that's given Autzen a ton of credit, which they might deserve.
Yeah.
And I don't want to bag on that. But I think that line's a little rough for me to look at from a first glance. And we'll get into more of that all week. But Penn State, with how this is going down, just looks so egregious to the point that they're not beating Ohio State. And Indiana at home, look, even if that spread is correct in the Indiana-Oregon game, there is no way to me that I believe Indiana has a better chance right now to go into Penn State and win than Oregon did. And we both picked Oregon to win that game.
Yeah.
That's where we sit right now. This program, the program's not dead, but this season is lost. It is gone.
Yeah.
And I know we talk about, like, two lost teams are going to get in the playoff, but, like,
if they ran the table, they're fine.
If they run the table, they're fine because they'll have beaten Ohio State. They will have beaten Indiana. But two losses might not get you into the Big Ten title game.
It might not get you in the title game. It'll get you in the playoff.
But it'll get you in the playoff.
No.
But we keep saying that.
Notre Dame lost to freaking Northern Illinois, man.
I know, but we keep saying a two-loss team can get in. Eventually, we're going to have too many two-loss teams.
Yeah.
And this
loss. But if you beat Ohio State and Indiana.
But this loss, and then, fair. But if there's a Notre Dame team, if Notre Dame and Penn State finish the year both with two losses, I might put in Notre Dame over Penn State.
I mean,
because this loss to UCLA,
but
this loss to UCLA is so egregious. And it's not that I would put Notre Dame in because they're the brand. I know that's what you're kind of leaning towards. That's what the media would do because of the brand of Notre Dame. But I would honestly, I like them better right now than Penn State because they didn't lose. They didn't give up 42 points to what I thought was one of the worst Power Four teams in the nation.
I mean, of, the, like of the them, Power Four, it 100%.
It's like them and Oklahoma State. Yeah. Like, the, and that team is in shambles mm-hmm. right now. You just fired the greatest coach in your program's history.
And there's a note here to take from this too: is that Deshaun Foster was a god awful coach.
God awful.
I mean, this like
that just shows you.
Yeah, and look, you're gonna get number one, the coach bounce. Mm-hmm. You're gonna get a little bit of
talk
juice
about it
like
in Premier League all
yeah,
the time.
It happens pretty much everywhere. And I think that definitely played a part in UCLA coming out and dropping 27 on them in the first half. And then it got scary hours. But Nico went out there and just ran all over them.
Nico was Nico. The why the hype was there on him.
300 yards, 5 touchdowns.
This team is littered with so much talent that there are moments in which you overlook a squad, especially coming off a rough loss and flying all the way across the country. And I get that. You know, Penn State, USC last year, you know, that was a weird game.
Yeah.
Penn State flies all the way across the nation. I think they were better than USC, but that score in that game
was
not
indicative.
Well,
USC was winning until Tyler Warren decided, I'm going to be the best player on this field and do insane things over and over and
over again. Exactly. So sometimes that weird stuff happens, but Penn State had better talent than USC last year, and they prevailed and won that game. That's how I figured yeah. this game would be, even at halftime at 27-10, whatever it was. And it never happened.
Well,
how does that defense play that good against Oregon at home in the lights, that good against Oregon, and put up that against UCLA?
Oregon fans are not going to like this. Your win does not look nearly as good right now, and it hurts you.
It's huge, dude.
It hurts you.
I don't like to play the
well, or transitive. Is it that Oregon just went out and beat them twice?
I don't like the transitive property thing,
but
it kills your it kills your win.
Yeah.
It really does.
I mean,
and we'll get to Miami tomorrow, but Miami jumps you in it. That's a no-brainer. That's not a bash on Oregon. That's a no-brainer because now the Penn State loss looks meh. And it was that close? You went to double overtime with that team?
And UCLA, this is the thing out of this game that is just mind-blowing. UCLA ran the ball 52 times. The only teams in the country that do that have American flags on their jerseys. Army, Navy, and Air Force. That is it.
Nico had 130 yards on the ground.
That's what I mean. Like, they ran 52 for 280. So not only did they run the ball 52 times, they averaged 5.5 yards a carry. That is a soul-snatching defeat. And this is a Penn State defense that's supposed to be very good.
Yeah, I want to back this up real quick, though. Back to the Oregon point. I am not playing transitive property. I'm not. I think,
but that's what's going to happen.
I think that defense at Penn State is really, really good. And they brought their everything against Oregon. And that was a top five matchup, as it should have been.
Mm-hmm.
And I give Penn State a ton of credit in that game. They are one of the best teams in the nation. But you cannot go into the Rose Bowl and put up a performance like that.
Nope.
Even if you lose, you can't lose the way they lost. And no, you can't even do that. You cannot lose to UCLA. You can't. I don't care if you're flying across the country. I don't care if there's a new coach bounce. I don't care about any of that. You cannot do that. 503-864-6326 is the fan text line. Is there any way that Penn State loses to Ohio State and Franklin keeps his job? I think 3 losses making fire him close. 4 losses is almost a guarantee. I think he'll escape the Ohio State loss. But at the end of the season, they're going to have a real conversation. If they lose to Indiana as well, I don't know if he survives the Indiana.
Which is insane when you think about it.
Yeah. If he loses to Indiana,
they
I don't
know if he
survives
that. They went to the college football
playoff
last year and won 2 games.
They're in Final Four.
Like, you can say, well, the path, I don't care.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him. And they're telling you he's being behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right. And the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
You still
won the games.
And here's the thing, man. How many teams around the country have a better coach than James Franklin?
Not many.
If you're doing that, you better, number one, have a guy in mind, and it's a done deal. And number two, that guy better deliver real quick.
Yeah.
Real quick. And I'm not a, you can't make a move because you're scared. You just better have a dude. Because
you better.
You can be critical of Franklin, and you rightfully should, but the bar is pretty damn high.
It is.
It's pretty damn high.
It is. Franklin's put Penn State back where it was when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Back where it was before I was born. In the 40 years Joe Pa was there, Franklin has put them back there. But Joe Pa won
the
games.
The Kerry Collins, Kajana Carter, you know, all the great Penn State teams. When
LeVar Arrington.
Like, those teams, you know.
I mean, and even the current stuff, Saquon Barkley.
Yeah.
Like, those were good teams. Mm-hmm. And Franklin has put them back on the map. But eventually you start asking yourself that question. You know, LSU's going to deal with this until they win another natty post Orgeron. And Orgeron, I would argue, they got, I don't want to say they got lucky, but they were in the right place, right time with one of the most talented rosters. But LSU post Saban and Les Miles is looking real tough. Like, when do we say no? When is this enough? Everyone deals with it. You know, I think a lot of people are talking about Kiffin's going to be at Ole Miss forever because they love him there. No, he won't. Bo Pelini got fired for winning 9 games every year at Nebraska. Every year, and he got fired.
And he had, what, 2 10-win seasons?
Yeah. Okay. Like, every year he was good, and they weren't having it because eventually these programs, whether they have real, you know, delusions.
Well, that's the thing, is they had the delusions of grandeur.
Or real expectations. Yeah. Eventually, you ask yourself, we're never getting there, and that creates a problem. And Franklin, like, the clock is on, brother. The clock is on. What?
Which is insane.
You are now fighting for your job.
You shouldn't be.
You shouldn't, but you are. We can argue whether you should or shouldn't be, but he is. The national narrative is screaming about James Franklin right now. It's the number one story in my book.
I disagree with Dirt as far as like who's having a worse year, but I get that loss to UCLA is god awful.
It's really bad. I think Wazoo beats UCLA.
Well, that's the thing. It's like
we're gonna get smoked by Ole Miss this weekend.
I mean, can you imagine losing to a team like App State?
That's rough.
Oh, wait.
I don't have that.
That happened. And nobody got fired. But, like, you know, the App State-Michigan game, it happened.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't cost somebody a job immediately. You know, it's like it wasn't great. Eventually it did. But you just kind of look at – you can't take Notre Dame. Is Marcus Freeman a bad coach because he face-planted against Northern Illinois?
No.
Like
– No.
If you are continually in the top 10, top 15 – and your shortcoming is that you're not winning titles, you better be real careful.
But I don't think
because that's just like Nebraska getting rid of Pelini, but at a higher level.
Sure, sure. And on the text line, James Franklin's the Mark Richt at Georgia. That's a fair point.
That's a really good point.
It's not natties. It's big games, though.
Yeah. No, I 100% get it.
There's only two guys in college football that have natties. There's only two guys right now. Oh, three. Sorry, Ryan Day.
Yeah.
There's only three guys in college football that have natties right now. And one of those,
didn't Kirby win like 4 games his first year? It wasn't his first year bad?
Well, and if Ryan Day doesn't win last year, we're having the same conversation about Ryan Day. Look, everybody has national title aspirations if you're one of the top programs in college football. However, not winning a natty, like let's take Oregon for example. If Oregon doesn't win a natty this year or next year and misses out last year despite being undefeated, the narrative on Lanning is not, well, he hasn't won a natty because he's won big games. The narrative for Franklin is not that he hasn't won natties, it's that he can't win big games to get there.
Yeah.
So you are getting into the playoff, you are in the top 10 in these conversations because you beat who you're supposed to be. That course eventually runs real dry.
Kirby was 8-5 in his first year at Georgia, and a lot of folks were panicking in 2016. It was like, wait, what do you mean? Now he ended up obviously turning it around, but that did not go well for him. And so now Kirby is the outlier here, certainly of the, yeah, he had the one rough year and then they figured it out from there. But I'm trying to, where is that freaking schedule? There we go. Because there was a game on here that was really bad, and I'm trying to remember what it was. They got pasted by Ole Miss when they were the 12th ranked team in the country, 45-14. Yeesh. Then they lost to Vandy, and then there was one other one on there. They lost to Georgia Tech. And this is coming off of Rick, who was really, really good for a very long time. Now, but Kirby, it worked out for them in the long run.
Totally. And Kirby got the benefit of the doubt in the first year. It's really hard to fire a coach in college football after 1 year.
Yeah.
I mean, like, things got to be...
I know.
Like, Mike Norvell didn't get fired
last year. No, but I'm saying, like...
And I think he got a lot of benefit because he was a Saban guy, and it's like, let's try to replicate what they're doing at Bama.
But you don't know what that path is going to be. So
very true.
It's like...
I mean, Lanning's first year wasn't great.
Yeah, but it's what I always told Blazers fans when it was very clear that they were going to be tanking. I always said, you're not built for this. Because in order to, like, you have to Shawshank it. You have to be willing to crawl through the mile of crap.
You do.
To find the light on the outside. And sometimes people get halfway and turn back around because they're like, but also sometimes that pipe's got a wall at the end and there is no shining light.
And I think that's where we sit with Penn State.
There's a cap at the end and you can't get out.
But is it a Penn State thing? Is it a landscape thing? Or is it a Franklin thing? Because I think for a while there, you could say it's a landscape thing. And now we're out of excuses. We're out of reasons. Dude, you have a top 10 defense in college football. You're putting guys into the league.
Regularly.
You got more guys going to the league this year. And you're losing. Dropping 40? Giving up 40 to UCLA? One of the worst financially situation programs in all of college football?
Yeesh. Hard pass.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.